In Psalm 23, verse 1, if there was ever a verse that you wanted to find in Scripture that was a key to blessings and prosperity and whatever else you want to call it, it's this one. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that word want, or that actually it's kind of a phrase, shall want, and then they threw the not in there. It comes from a Hebrew word that means lack, suffer need, lessen, meaning lose. I mean, just a bunch of negative stuff. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the Lord revealed to me how, you know, if you get that settled, that I want to be your shepherd, if you struggle understanding me as Father, if you struggle understanding me as Lord and understanding me as God or whatever, just then try to grasp this image. I'm your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This is a personal statement. It's what He wants to be to every single one of us. But He is only really that to us if we allow Him to be. In other words, He wants to be our shepherd, but if I do not allow Him to be my shepherd, then He's not my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. And out of that, as a shepherd, He wants to meet my needs. I shall not want. Doesn't matter what the present condition is. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It doesn't matter if right now the bank account is empty. The Lord is my shepherd. I know things will change. And therefore, I shall not want. I look to my shepherd, not to my circumstances. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. Well, yes, but that's just a poetic verse that God had David write so that we could recite it at funerals. Well, you know, that's an interesting theory. But there is a New Testament counterpart. He says the same thing in the New Testament. He just uses more words to do it. Listen. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So here he is. Here's Jesus, the chief shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And here he is revealed as the chief shepherd. Then in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by the chief shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. All my needs shall be met. I shall not want. The problem is not really recognizing Him as our shepherd. A shepherd is only a shepherd. I'll say it like this. A shepherd can only shepherd if the sheep follow. In other words, the shepherd is constantly trying to lead the sheep into everything that is good for them, no matter what it is. No matter what it is. Likewise for us, Jesus wants to be our shepherd to lead us into everything that is good for us. But sometimes we define good for us a little bit differently than what He defines good for us. And He may say, follow me, I want to lead you over here in this direction. We say, but no, you don't understand, shepherd. I want to go over here. It looks good over here. Shepherd says, but I want you to come over here. No, shepherd, you don't understand. It looks really good over there. And the shepherd says, that is exactly what Lot said. He saw the good and went for it. He says, trust me. If you follow your path, sooner or later you're going to encounter a Sodom and a Gomorrah of destruction. Because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the end thereof. So it doesn't matter how good it looks to you. The only way that you are ever going to receive the fullness of everything that I have for you, no matter what it is to follow me and let me be your shepherd. And when you get that settled in your mind, you know what? The economy can tank. Companies can close. Banks can go belly up. Interest rates can reach the moon. I mean, all kinds of crazy things can happen in the world, but that still doesn't change our chief shepherd. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. No matter what I see, I shall not want. Do you know that phrase, I shall not want, is a declaration of an attitude. I trust you, my shepherd, therefore I'm not going to come running to you complaining about what I perceive as a want in my life. I shall trust you as my shepherd to lead me into the fullness of everything that you desire for my life. And this so contradicts all of these things that we hear about. Listen, if you want to get blessed, down there on that memo line on your check, you name your seed. You write down what it is you're believing for. You know what that means? That means my check is my shepherd. And I'll continue to want. When the Lord is my shepherd, and I know that He's watching over me to shepherd me, that means no matter what He would tell me to give in an offering, I can give it. Because my shepherd is not going to put me in a position to have to eat thorns and thistles. He's going to take me to the place of the lush pastures. Whatever that means in my life, I can trust Him. He cannot do me wrong. Because He is love. The Lord is my shepherd. And here's the thing. If more pastors understood that, they wouldn't be hammering their congregations for money. Because not only does He want to be my shepherd personally, but He wants to be the shepherd of this ministry. Praise God. This morning we're going to receive an offering. What has your shepherd told you to do? Anything at all? Has he instructed you to give? Well, if he has, then praise God, just go ahead and do it. And if not, what would you purpose in your heart? What would you want to give? Just make that decision. Those are the instructions that we have in Scripture. But one thing is going to stand eternal, whether we acknowledge it or not. Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd, and He wants to be our shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. So why don't you just bow your heads right now and just ask the Father, what do you want me to give? Is there an amount, Father, that you want me to give this morning? And if you don't believe that He's speaking to you, well, is there an amount that you would purpose in your heart? And Father, I thank you for all the folks that are here that you're speaking to, receiving what you're saying, and then just being obedient to you, because I know you won't hurt us. You won't hurt us in any way, shape, or form. And I praise your name. Hallelujah.